really excited to see Julian Edelman back out there, a receiver like that. What does he mean to this team, and how does he even make you guys better when he's back out here?
You know, first of all, he's a good athlete. You know, he's a big part of this team, and you know, you get good quality reps off the guy. So, you know, he's a big part of the team. He help out special teams, offense, whatever you ask him to do, he'll do it. So, you know, the more we have, the better we are. So, it was good to have him back out there.
It's like important to have like all the bullets in the gun when you start the season.
Most definitely, but it only matters when you have them to the end. So, both good for the better.
He's going into his eighth season. You know that Edelman knows this offense inside and out. How can he help someone like Jimmy Garoppolo?
I mean, that's quarterback wide receiver relationship. You know, I play defense. Pretty sure they have their conversation about being good. So that's that.
Malcolm, what do you think about the competition you're seeing out there with all the receivers? I mean, you're going against these guys, a lot of talented group.
Most definitely. They wouldn't be here if they wasn't, you know, getting good looks from Hogan, Dobson, Harper, all our guys. So, you know, we helping each other, getting each other better for the season. So that's why we out here.
Can you believe preseason game one is just around the corner? You're excited?
It's going by pretty fast, man. You know, he just told us next time we'll be close to game situation is Thursday, and that's game time. So, yeah, we'll be ready to go.
Speaking of game situation, did you guys get a call on that last play, the two-point conversion? Because from where we were sitting, we couldn't tell if it was in the end zone.
It was about 50-50. You know, we could have had it. We could have not had it. So I'm going to say we had it. And the white going to say that we didn't. So, you know, it is what it is.
How beneficial have these last 2 days been with the simulated game-type atmosphere in practice?
It's been very great. You know, it teaches you game situations where, like, if they in field goal range, you know, we need to stop them at this certain yard marker so they won't be able to be in field goal range. So, you know, it's working all situations. It's better for the team. You know, we'll be out there knowing the situation, not just playing football. So, you know, it helps the team out.
Does it also help to break up the monotony of daily practice and drills? I mean, getting more into, like, what?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. But, you know, we all like that for work, so work is work.
Malcolm, I remember last year down in West Virginia, you and Brandon Cooks really went out in joint practices. I just wanted to know, you know, what you think you gain and what you can gain from those kind of sessions when the Saints come up here.
You know, Cook's a good receiver, fast guy. You know, of course they got other good guys. So, you know, just working to get better against anybody, no matter who they are.
Now, did you get as excited to break up a pass in a scrimmage like this as you might in a game? It looks like you guys, you know, there's you breaking up one to Hogan, I think. I think Branch made a tackle. He's dancing around. Do you guys get as fired up during these as you might for an actual game?
This close to game time we're going to get besides Thursday. So, you know, we all out here competing, having fun, enjoying it. And, you know, if you're not having fun, something wrong. So we just out there having fun, competing.
Devin's heard the trash talk and stuff sometimes the night before in the locker room. Is that the case for today's too?
Yeah. We got after them last time. We had a little exchange of words in the locker room. So both teams came out today, and it was a close battle, what you seen out there. So we just trying to get better overall.
Who's the worst? Who's the worst trash talker in there?
It's a couple of them in there, man. I'll be out here all night.
Who's the best?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Malcolm, does it seem at all like kind of wild to you that it's already your third training camp? Like, it's, you know, time. How does it feel like time's gone by pretty fast for you as a pro?
Yes, indeed, man. You know, going by pretty fast. You know, that's why I enjoy every second of it. You know, you only get that certain gap to play football. So, you know, I'm enjoying it. Trying to do the best I can. Trying to learn as much as I can because you can't play that long. And you know, once you're done playing, you don't want to go back and say, I wish I could have did this and did that. So, just doing the best I can.
And that first one was a long time ago. Do you remember that feeling, though? And do you try to help along some of these guys that, you know, were kind of in your in the shoes that you were in, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Most definitely. You know, I see myself in these guys, like I said once before, coming in, undrafted, trying to make the team, trying to get every rep, trying to learn the playbook, having bad days, you know, so I try to bring them up when they have bad days. And I tell them, you know, sometimes, you know, I've been here, I'm going on my third year, and I'm going to have a bad day. So, you know, we always got to be here for each other. But at the end of the day, we compete. So you can't never forget that. But just got to help each other and progress as a group.
What stood out to you about Jonathan Jones so far, another one of those undrafted guys just kind of trying to make his way onto the team like you were a couple years ago?
Doing anything he can, you know, special teams, cornerback, punt, punt return, kickoff, doing everything he can to bring value to the team, and which everyone should do. So the more you can do, you know, the better off you'll help yourself. So, I mean, everyone's trying to do that. So.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mal.